leave your wife. V'yanana nalo case the Mishnah b'mikdash tanan. Our Mishnah Mashmas says both cases of nid and mikdash, and it only says by mikdash that if you leave the longer route, you're chayiv, and if you leave the shorter route, you're potter. What does our Mishnah say by neither also? If you leave the wrong longer route, you're potter. If you leave the shorter route, you're chayiv. Elamishun, the answer is leidami, true, but they're just opposite, they're not alike. Aru chadocha by nida. If you leave the longer route, that means you wait until the Aver is made, and then you leave. Ketzorah d'osim. That's by taking the shorter route by the mikdash, that you're potter. And the Arucha the Hosom, over there, taking the longer route, that Yechayiv, is Ksara the Hocha. It's taking the shorter route out over here, that you leave right away. So therefore, it's true, there's a Ksara and Arucha, but just their opposites. In the base of Migdish, taking the shorter route out, you potter. Here, taking the shorter route out, just going out right away, Yechayiv. That's why it doesn't want to put both cases together.
Oh, yeah.
You have some advice. Maskevlo, here two lines down from the top. Maskevlo, Rav Kuna, Breid, Rav Nosson. Umiyam, Rabbi, is it true that Rabbi said, Onusu, they were talking about now this last case of that he's in Onus. That's why he's potter for the Yitzhiya, for going out for the pre-show. Alma means potter for the Kinesa, for going in the last mission, talking about Yechai for the pre-show. Because for the going in, you're anonymous. Alma, v'shalei somach levesta kaminim. We're talking about where it's not somach levesta, it's not near her period. So the husband's not supposed to think she'll be a leader. Therefore, for the actual kinesa, for the starting of the beer, he's anonymous, he's not chayav according. I, Rabbaya, diyom, a chayav shtayim. Rabbaya is the one that says, you chayav two chatois. You're two chatois, two kabonis. And the Havim in the way that Rabbi is talking about our Mishnah. So how do you say our Mishnah is only Chayiv for the Prisha, but for the Knesset it's called an Onus? Rabbi himself first said that you Chayiv two Kabonis. Alma v'somach levesta askinim. That our Mishnah is also talking about somach levesta, means when a period is supposed to come, and therefore that's supposed to stay away from her. So therefore for the going in also is called the Shogeg. So now it says no, where did we learn Abaye's halacha? That he said there's a case by a leader that Yechayiv two kabonis. The Alma Itna, he's talking about there is such a case, but not that that is the Pshan Na Mishnah. The Pshan Na Mishnah is you only Chayiv for the Prisha, but for the Kenisa, you're an Onis, it's Shlei Samach Levesta, for that you're Potter recording. You only Chayiv for the Prisha. That's what Abaye said, there's such a case that we had before, where he's a Talmud Chochem was there and not for this, that's the Alma, there is such a case, but not that that is the Pshat in our Mishnah. Now, boy in the name of Reb Yonasin ben Yosi ben Lekunya, we have Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya. Azora leboya nida minayim. Where is there an Azora lav? So, on the Knesset itself, we had a lav before, it says there, we don't go near it either. That was the Gemara said before, where the Azor is. We'll soon see. On the Prisha, that was saying if you went in when she's Tehera, just in the middle she becomes a Nida. That was saying now, you chayav the korban for the Prisha, so the klal, you only chayav the korban, if the Torah also says a lot, there has to be an Azor in the Torah. Otherwise there's no chayav korban. The question is, you're telling me now, for the pre-shalom, you also chayav a korban, where is the azara, where is the lav? There's only an essay to go out. But where is the azara? At the bottom place it says, t'loy mechayim chatis, elim kein yesh po lav, midi di'evi ha-pesach u'milo. There has to be a lav involved. The question is, where is there a lav in such a case? Azara b'nidim minayim, min ha-terah. So when he got angry, he thought, he asked him, how do I know the klal is also to be with an eder? So shokal kolo, he took Rashi says, piece of rigov, he took a piece of mud, and poslak ben, he threw it at him. Azorah leboil leader, he asked him, where do I see in the Torah there's a lav not to live with an eder? The poslak says clearly, the elisha benidas tumosa le tikrav, it says clearly, do not go near an eder. So what he asked me? Eli meant to say like this, my question was, Azorah lemishamish matera. In a case where it's the middle of the month, where you're allowed to live with your wife, she's not a leader now, she's not near a period. So the Biya, when you went in, was Mutter. The Om Reloy, in the middle of the Biya, Nitimesi, she says, now I feel dumb, now I'm Tomei, the Lo Nifrish Miyad. How do we know there's a lav? No one. How do we know there's a lav? There's Nazara, not to leave right away, like we learned before. You're not supposed to leave when the Aver is still, the Kisha is still hard, but you have to wait until the Aver is mace, becomes soft, and then leave. So how do I know this? Or Machiski, Yamakor, the Pasuk says, Utehe Nidosa Olov. It's an extra word, Olov. The word Olov is Mashma, that the Yisra Nida still remains upon him. Afina Bishas Nidosa, say Olov. Even though she's already a Nida, still the Yisra is upon the husband. What does that mean? What's the extra Chiddush here? In our case, where she was Mutter at the beginning, she was Tehera, and then she becomes a Nida, that Tehe Nidosa Olov, and the word Olov, Taisha says, is still on him. So Ashtar Chonesa, true, this is the Mitzvah Essay, that it says with Tehe Nidosa Olov, that she still has the Yisra Essay of Nida on her. But Leisa Seminolon, where is there an Azor alive in the Torah? Like we say, Yoni Chayiv a Korban, if you have an Azorah. So that's our question, where is the Azorah to give a Korban over here? That was his question. Right, right. This is an Yisra Essay, Tehmi Dosa Olov, just telling us that the Yisra Nida is upon him. But where do we see there's a lav here? Gemara says, Omerah Papa, Omakor, the Pesach says, Le Sikrav. It says over here, V'yal Isha, V'ridah Tamasa Le Sikrav. Do not come close to her. So Le Sikrav also, Darshan, it says it twice, Le Sikrav, Le Sikrav. Nami Le Kifashu. It also means do not go away from her. So Le Sikrav really means do not come close to her. Do not go into her. But it says it twice in the Torah, so one time it means also Le Kifash, do not go away from her. What do you mean not do not go away from her? In our case, where you find yourself inside her when she becomes an Ida. So in such a case, the Torah is saying Le Sikrav means Le Kifash, do not leave her the way you are now, but wait until the Ava becomes mace, becomes silk, and then leave. Now where do I find that Le Sikrav also means Le Kifash, do not go away? It says in the Pasuk, Ha'imrim korev elecha al tigash bi ki kiddush ticha. So the Pasuk here, korev elecha means here that the people telling the Navi, stay away from us. Rashi says, korev elecha means amoid biyatzmecha, stay where you are. So Rashi says, leitzoni hador, the jokers of the generation were saying to the Navi, you stay by yourself, in other words, stay away from us, do not come close to us. So Rashi of korev does not mean come close, but it means Lashonov, stay away. So when the Pasuk says Lo Sikrav, it also means do not leave your wife. Where is there a lav not to leave your wife? In our case, where she became a Nida in the middle, that you have to wait until the Aver is mace first. Turn it up, Bonnie, word like this. The Pasuk says, Behezatem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. You should warn the Jews from staying away from some type of a tumah. What is it going on? Omer Rabbi Yashia Mikan, from here, Azor, there's a lab, there's an Issa, Levnei Yisrael, Sheyifreshim Minishasrehem, Samach Levestam. That the time of a period, when a period is supposed to come, that's called the Vesta. When she calculates how, when it came last month, the next month, which day it's supposed to come, so the time that it's supposed to come, even though it did not come yet, you're supposed to stay away from your wife. There's an Azorah not to live with your wife that period of time. We'll soon see how long. So Pasha the Gemara's mash, but it's an Issa the Uraisa. But really the Gemara need the Pasha's Tali if Vestas is the Uraisa or the Rabbonin. There is a tzad to say, we hold this only Yosem of the Rabbonin. The Kama, how long is this Issa apply? Amarabba Oina. A period of time Oina means 1 12-hour period. Either a daytime or a nighttime. In other words, the last time, let's say she saw a period by day. She saw the 20th day of the month. So the next month, the 20th day of the month, by day, you're also with her. So that oina, that period of time, whether it's a daytime, whether it's a nighttime, even though the dam did not come yet, really she's Torah, still there's nazara not to live with her. And the reason is because if you do live with her, that could cause the blood to come a little bit earlier. Because of the tashmish, that will make the dam needles come earlier. Therefore, those 12 hours, right after 12 hours, that period of day, or that period of night, even the last time she saw 6 in the afternoon, still now from the morning, she's also ready. Because we're afraid during that oina, maybe the dam would come. Omer Reb Yechon Mishum Ben Yechoy, Kol She'enoi Parish Mishta Samach Levester, whoever is not nizir in this mitzvah does not stay away from his wife at the time when she's supposed to see a vessel, afilo hevel labronish b'nei Aaron, even though he has tremendous children like the b'nei Aaron, still there's a reason that may sin. This may be a reason why they may die. The pasuk says, v'hizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasim, watch the Jews should watch themselves in this type of the tumor, and was saying it's going on staying away from your wife the time of the period. V'hadadah b'nidoso, v'somach lay, right after that the pasuk says, achremais, afterwards the two children of b'nei Aaron died. So I don't know if it means to say that's the reason why the children died, because Aaron wasn't Israel in this. It's some or not. And it always says different reasons why did B'nai Aaron die. Just means to teach us that if somebody is not Nizr in this Issa of Nidah, so that could be a reason why maybe the child will die. Om Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Kol HaPerish Mishta, whoever does listen to this mitzvah, whoever stays away from his wife, Somach Levesta, that period of time that maybe she will see then, Heavy Labonim Sakharim, will be Zaycha to have children that will be boys will have Sakharim. The Pasuk says, La Havdo Benatomi Benator, you should make a difference between Tommy and Tor, which Rigor Adashin means stay away from your wife, maybe she's going to be Tommy then. The Samachlai, right after the Pasuk says, Ishik, he says, Ria, the older Zachar, that's a schooler to have boys. Red Yeshua Ben Levi Yomar, Heavy Labonim Ruyalai Ra, even a bigger schooler. This is a schooler that your children will be a big Talmud Chacham, to be able to be a Rav, to be able to pass in Shilas, to teach people halachas. Yassid, the Pasuk says, Lahavdil Ula Hayrois, to be able to be La Hayrois, to teach other people also. Omra Bechiyah Barab, Omra Bechanan, Kol HaMavdil Ala Yain B'Mitzoy Shabbosos, whoever makes Havdalah on Mitzoy Shabbos on wine, and he uses kosher wine, good wine, he's Mahadir to use good wine, it's a schooler that have your love, bonim zecharim. It's also a schooler to have the boys. Yassid, the pasuk says, La havdo ben hakodesh ben achol. Uchsib, it says right after, Hossam says over here, it's La havdo ben kesh ben achol. That's havdolah. Uchsib, Hossam, the pasuk before, La havdo ben atomi ben ator, to make a difference between the tome and the tor. What? Maybe. It says, the Nora says, Lahavdo Raha Yain. Says, that's a school. The Mashmi does it. He does it. Yeah, doesn't say it. It doesn't say it right. But with Bima Dainkov, he does it behidr. He does it behidr. The Hidr is to use wine. Does it behidr. It's a school. So, and also it says, Uksiv Hosam Lahavdo Benatomi Benator, the Somaklai, Isha Kisazriya. Says, it's a school that you'll have boys. Yeah, Bishua Ben Levi Yom, even more than that. Bonim Ruyam Lera. You'll have boys that are Tamil Chachamim. They'll be able to pass him because of this. Again, the Chsiv, it says, Lahavdu l'Lahayroi. Lahavdu, with a good Havdolah, you'll be Zaychet Hav l'Lahayroi to be able to teach. Omer Rebbe bin Yamin bar Yefes, Omer Rebbe Loza, Kol HaMekadesh Yisatzmoy B'Shas Tashmish, whoever is Noig B'Gedusha, Rashi says it means B'Tznius. He does it with modesty, B'Tznius. B'Shas lives with his wife. Such an Indian is a schooler. Heavy light bonim zecharim. Again, you'll have boys because of that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'is kadashtem v'yisam kedoshim." You should be knowing the kedusha, meaning be knowing b'tznius. The samachla ishikisazria. Right after that, there's the pasuk ishikisazria. So these are schoolers to have our boys. Now the Mishnah says, "Rebbe Lezer v'ima hasheretz v'nelim imenu." The Mishnah, we have three shittas. Again, we're talking about tumas mikdash kedoshov. A person was tomei in the morning, and he knew he was Tomei, then he forgets that he's Tomei, and he goes into the base of Migdash, and then at night he realizes, so the Mishnah says it's Chayav HaKorban Oil of the Yerid. Now we're going, you have to have a Yediya Batchila. You have to know that you were Tomei. And then you forgot that you were Tomei. So the Mishnah says both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva says, the only Chayav HaKorban if you forget that you were Tomei, but you know this is the base of Migdash. Let's say you know that you're Tomei, just you forget this is the Beis Hamikdash, they both say you're potter from the korban. So really Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is saying the same thing in the Mishnah, that vanilla means you forget that you were Tomei. So the Gemara is the question, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? They're both saying the same thing, that you only chayav a korban if you forget that you were Tomei, but you know this is the Beis Hamikdash. If you forget this is the Beis Hamikdash and you know you're Tomei, they both say you're potter. So what's the difference? That's the difference.
Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Elazar Sovar Binan Adiyoda, that at the beginning you have to have a Yediyah. You have to know you were Tamei. Rabbi Elazar, you have to know what caused you to be Tamei. You have to know, Ibe Sheretz Itma, did you touch a dead Sheretz? That's what made you Tamei. Ibe Nevela Itma, did you touch a dead Behema? The Nevela of the Behema made you Tamei. That's Rabbi Elazar's Kiddush. That's true. You only chayv if you forget that you're Tamei and you go in. But the first Yediyah, when you knew you were Tamei, it has to be that you know also what caused you to become Tamei. Rabbi Kiva Sava, no, Loibinan Adiyoda, you do not have to know what exactly, which type of a tumor caused you to be Tamei. Just the Chivan Diyoda, the Itma Boilam, Loitzalach Ibe Sheres Itma Ibe Nevel Itma. There's no difference what caused you to be Tamei. As long as you know now that you are Tamei, you had a Yediyah, and then you forgot about it, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash, for that you chayav a korban. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. And the Chususi, the Pasuk, why? The Cheinama Ulu also sounds like this. That Sheretz Unevela Ikebenayu. That's the difference that Rabbi Elazar holds. You have to know exactly what caused you to become Tamei. Because the Ula Ramid Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar Mishani. We see it from the fact that Ula asked a question on Rabbi Elazar himself, and he gave an answer. He asked like this, Mi Yomu Rabbi Elazar, is it true that Rabbi Elazar says that Binan Adiyoda, Ibisharet Itmo, Ibn Avela Itmo, is it true that you have to know exactly what caused you to be Tamei? You have to know if you became Tamei through a Sheretz or through a dead Behemoth? Or Rabbi Minu, I have a question on this. There's another Aloch in Hurry, it's like this, that Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Monefshach, what's the difference? Chelev Ochal Chayiv, Noiser Ochal Chayiv. This person has a doubt whether he ate Chelev or whether he ate Noiser, leftover meat of Kachim. So Rabbi Elazar says he's Chayiv a Korban Chatef anyway. What's the difference? No matter which one of the two he ate, he's Chayiv a Korban. So what's the difference? The same thing if a person has a doubt. Shabbos Chilel Chayiv. He was Mechal Shabbos Chayiv a Korban. And Yom Kippurim Chilel Chayiv. He's Chayiv a Korban. So a person has a doubt. He's not sure whether he was Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yom Kippur B'Shegeg. Rabbi Elazar says he's Chayiv a Korban. Doesn't make a difference even though he doesn't know for sure which chet, but he knows he did a chet that's mechayiv in the korban, so he has to bring a korban. The same case, ishtoi nida boal chayiv, achoisoi boal chayiv. He has a doubt whether he lived with his wife when she was a nida, that he's chayiv korban, he's chayiv a korban, b'shoigin, or else he has a doubt maybe he lived with his sister when she, b'shoigin, and he's a chayiv a korban then. So Yeshua said, Rabbi Elazar holds, this person is chayiv a korban. Even though he's not sure exactly which chet he did, so what? But Lamaisi did something wrong. That's mechayev and mekorbin. He has to bring a korbin. On this, Omolor Reb Yeshua B'Shua says back to Reb Elazar, no. Harei Yuayma, the Pasuk says, Oy hoida oylov chatosoy ashechota bo. So Medai said, when is the chayev a korbin? If Levi realizes he did a chet, ashechota bo's next word, ashe yoda yivoda lechom b'machoto. The person has to know exactly what chet did he do. So here where he has a doubt whether it was wife or a sister, whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he'll be sure holds his potter for the korban. But you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, here to mechayev the korban, you do not have to know exactly which chet you did. So how come in our mishnah Rabbi Elazar holds by the tumas mikdash shegadoshav, you bedafka have to know exactly how you became tamei. Here with medagdik, you have to know exactly whether you first became tamei through a sheretz or through a behema, nevela. What's the difference? The verse says pashid. Or Mishani Ula answered, Hosam over there by this chatois, chota, vehevi yom rachmona. No, forget. Rabbi Elazar holds over here by achiv chatis, ashechota. We'll soon see what he does with the word bo. The pasuk says, ashechota vehevi yom rachmona. Chota kolshu. Anytime you did a chet, any type of a chet, you chayev a korban. So here, you're not sure whether it was Shabbos Yom Kippur, but either way, you chayev a korban, it's called Ashechota.
Would it be the same, even though Shabbos is Tefila?
Right, right. Because you did a b'shogig now. So then you did a b'shogig, the chayev korban.
Lichti, let's see. See, the Pasuk says, V'chol dov atomei, the person had any type of atomei on him when he went into the Beis Hamikdash of his chayev a korban, but the Pasuk also says, Oy v'nevela sheretz tomei, or else maybe touched a dead sheretz. The question is, normally, what does the pasuk have to say extra? Nevela Sheret, it said already, Bechol Dovah Tomei. Shema Mino, the Pasuk is teaching us that Vina Na Diyoda, I Besheret Tittmei, Ben Avela Tittmei. We have a Reblezot here by the Klal, by the Chiddush of Tumat Mikesh Kadoshu, that you have to know you were Tomei first. The Pharaoh is telling us you have to also know what caused you to be Tomei. You have to know it was a Sheret or it wasn't Avela. That's Reblezot Svara. Therefore, there's no Sphira to the other places. Rebbe Akiva, what does Rebbe Akiva do with this Rasha? The Chur of Elezah's right. The Boston says extra, Oyvin Avela Sherit, Mashmi, you have to know that's the Sherit. So Rebbe Akiva says, no, it's not extra. Or even though it's extra, we don't use it.